Okay, well, there hasn't been much for the children to do at the moment, so I think we need a bit of a change of pace, change of direction, and I need some help from the children. And I know you got bribed last week, or the week before, with Skittles. I've only got Kit Kats today. So if anybody would like to help me, a Kit Kat maybe in the offing. But please ask your parents before you eat them, okay? In case you're going to spoil your lunch. Right. Okay, what we're going to do? We're going to do a story with actions, because we like stories with actions, don't we? It's a story from the Bible. It's actually the first chapter of Daniel. It's Daniel 1 that we're going to be doing, but it's a little bit more child-friendly, and as I said, we've got actions. So there are only three actions. Are you listening? Three actions that you need to remember. Adults, you can join in, okay? The first one is Daniel. Now, Daniel was strong in the eyes of the Lord. So for Daniel, who can think of an action that we might be doing for Daniel to show that he's strong? Hermione. Yeah, that's it. Daniel's strong, okay? So when I say Daniel, I want to see your biceps. I want to see your muscles. That's it. Lovely. I'm going to be watching to see if you're joining in. Otherwise, there'll be no Kit Kats. And the second one is King. Okay, so when you hear King, we're going to pretend to put on a crown. Okay, so when we hear King, we're going to be putting on our crown. And there's only one more, and the last one is God. Okay, so when we hear God, we're going to be pointing up to heaven for God. Okay, so let's have a practice. Daniel. Oh, brilliant. Muscles, excellent. King, excellent. And God. There we are. How simple is that? Okay? Not too complicated for a Sunday morning. So here we go. This is the children's version of Daniel chapter 1 with actions. Okay, so Daniel and his three Israelite friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, had been captured by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylonia. The king, I think the adults are going to be getting all these chocolates, you know, kids. The king asked his chief official, Ashpenaz, to choose some men who were handsome, intelligent, well-trained, quick to learn, and without any physical weaknesses to serve in the royal court. The king ordered that every day these men should be given the same food and drink as the members of the royal court. After 3 years of training, they were to appear before the king. Daniel and his friends were chosen to be trained. Daniel knew that he and his friends should not eat the food and drink the wine of the royal court, as it would not please God. So he asked Ashpenaz to help him. God made Ashpenaz sympathetic to Daniel, but Ashpenaz was frightened of the king. And he said, "If you don't eat the food and look as healthy as the other men, the king will surely kill me." So Daniel said, "Test us for 10 days. Give us just vegetables and water. And then compare us with the other men who eat the royal food." Ashpenaz agreed, and after 10 days, Daniel and his friends were stronger than the men eating the royal food, so they were allowed to continue, just having vegetables and water. After 3 years, Daniel and his friends impressed the king more than any other men in the royal court. God had poured his blessings on them for not following the crowd,
and for choosing to do what they knew was right in God's eyes. Thank you for your participation. Okay, where was I? Okay, so Daniel chapter 1 is about doing what God wants you to do. It's about listening to God, about knowing his will. But also it was about food. And we've looked at Gloucester City Mission, who's close to home. We've given them some food. We've looked at Sina in Cambodia, who hasn't got any food. And the choice of us perhaps to support Tear Fund to help increase the project so that they can have more food, more land, grow more food. And this little bit is about, I've got Kit Kats. I've also got some Fair Breaks. This is about fair trade, okay, and about looking at how we can make a difference just by what we purchase in the shops. And by purchasing things with a fair trade label, that can help people in other countries in particular to get paid fairly for a day's work to produce our food. So we're going a little bit all around the world this morning. So we're just going to think about, you know, what would Daniel do? What would he have done? Well, Daniel was a captive in a foreign land, and he was selected to study the language and literature of the Chaldeans for 3 years at what we would now call a university. He was to be thoroughly integrated into the Babylonian system, and his name was even changed in honour of the Babylonian gods. And the God of Israel was to be remembered no more. Daniel and his friends were powerless in many ways to do much about it. However, there was one resolution they could make, and that was what they chose to eat. Well, the king's food and drink would almost certainly have included elements that were forbidden by Mosaic law. So this was a very important thing for them to only have the vegetables and water. Because the people of Israel were forbidden to eat blood, whether of animal or bird, until the time that Jesus fulfilled the law through his death on the cross and his resurrection, which we remember at the Lord's Supper. The temptation simply to accept what they were offered must have been strong. Food is a necessity for life, and there were extenuating circumstances. They were away from home and family, and everything associated in the daily life of the temple. Their fellow students would not have seen food as an issue, and they would not want to draw attention to themselves and possibly forfeit the attainment of a high position at court from which to help their fellow captive Jews. However trifling the issue may have appeared, there was a most important principle involved. To eat the king's food would be to disobey the God of heaven and reject his rule. Daniel knew that God's way was incomparably better, and so they decided to trust him. Daniel chose to put purity of soul before preservation of life and was rewarded. Daniel trusted God and obeyed him. They were wise and God rewarded them. Like Daniel, Christians today are citizens of another kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. And 1 Peter reminds us that we are foreigners and exiles in this world. As citizens of the kingdom of God, we live by the values of the kingdom of God: grace, mercy, holiness, purity, righteousness, justice. Even in the choice of our daily bread or our daily Kit Kat, we can reject the way of the injustice, thoughtlessness, greed, and damage. In fact, there's a quote by Archbishop John Sentamu who says, "If you choose to buy the non-fair trade product, you are actively choosing to contribute to the poverty of others." That's quite a hard thought to think about in this day and age with the cost of food ever rising. As we know, trusting and obeying are not a route to grace, but are a natural outpouring, having received grace. Nevertheless, Daniel is a wonderful example to us about trusting and obeying the Lord. Likewise, let us follow the way of compassion, justice, and faithfulness, and ensure that our choices in the way we live are firstly honourable to God, secondly, honourable to our brothers and sisters around the world and in the UK. Okay. Something to think about this morning and perhaps for the next few days. We're going to finish with our last hymn. Good old favourite, "How Great Thou Art."